Forecasting the weather the old-fashioned way. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
Based on the woolly worm activity for the last few months, we're going to have a colder winter with below normal temperatures in Rutherford County.
That's UT Extension agent Dwayne Trail of Rutherford County, and recently he gave out his 19th annual folklore winter forecast. And while Trail says we should continue listening to those weather professionals, many folks still depend on signs from Mother Nature.
But I also say that before the days of trained weather specialists and the sophisticated equipment they used to obtain our current weather forecast, ordinary folks were predicting weather by signs of nature. The thinking was, who better than Mother Nature to tell us what she had in store? There are weather lore predictors which have been handed down from generation to generation, and today there are lots of those lore predictors that are just as popular, if not more so, than they have ever been.
Now, Dwayne Trail says more times than not, those woolly worms and other signs from nature are great indicators for what lies ahead.
And if you look at these lore predictors, it's interesting to actually note how often they hold true. Over the years, during the 19 that we have been doing this annual forecast, interestingly enough, we have been right on our prediction a majority of the time.
Now, Trail says woolly worms seem to have had heavier coats this year, and a large number of them were seen crawling before the first frost, and many of them have more black hair than the rust orange hair, which indicates winter weather will be bad, at least in the mid-state. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.